welcome to our show, Geeks Rewired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Joey.
Hello.
And Anna.
Hi.
And Ted.
Здравствуйте.
And you can contact us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com or give us a phone call or a text at 801-896-4335. You also can support us on Patreon, which you can get access to our Discord, or get access to our Discord, get access to the podcast early.
And maybe someday.
Nope. Not anymore.
Someday.
Someday?
Maybe.
Okay.
If we're feeling like it's something we want to do.
Oh.
We'll do a live web broadcast.
Maybe.
You can watch us record an episode, but only if you give us a lot of money and beg us for it.
There's the levels for that option.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So this week. This Friday. And maybe it's the day after you're listening to the podcast. So what is this Friday? I don't even know what this Friday is.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Would be the 22nd?
That seems reasonable.
No.
Friday
is the
Thursday
21st.
The 21st. Yeah.
21st. I clicked on the wrong link.
I said it seemed reasonable, but I was wrong.
What's so special about the 21st?
Wait.
Oh, it is the 21st. It even says it in the show notes. Look at that.
Wait.
It's going to release
on the 21st. Oh, my space goat. It's a book?
No.
Okay, no. We're going to get back to that one. We're going to start with this one.
This is Wizardry Night. It's the game.
Oh.
This is
Harry Potter Go.
I'm not really excited about that. I'm sorry.
That is exciting.
Hey, everyone's going to be talking about how long and stiff their wands are.
I'm very excited for this now.
Are you going to stick your wand up a goblin or a troll's nose?
You can do whatever you want with your own wand, Ted.
Mm. Yeah, when I sideload, my wand is very long and swooshy.
You know what, Joey? You're wrong. There are three things that I cannot do with my wand. Do you know what they are?
I'm afraid to ask.
Imperio. Havada Kedavra.
Oh.
And?
Leviosa.
Any other spell? Because you're not a wizard, Eddie.
Teddy. Oh.
Teddy.
Come on, what's the other one, guys? You don't know the three.
Crucio.
Crucio.
I don't know.
Crucio.
Oh,
gosh.
I couldn't remember the three. Curses.
Come on, Mary.
They didn't go over that in the books that I've been rereading.
Yeah, that's why you gotta go to wizarding school.
I only made it to two.
On the 21st.
I've been taking a break.
You haven't gone through the entire series?
No, I mean, I've gone through it before, but it was... I read the first book when I was in, like, sixth grade. No, third grade. And I hadn't reread it since. That's been, like, many years.
I've reread it, like, once a year for the past couple years. In fact, I started rereading it, and then I stopped because a coworker of ours was like, I read slow, and I want to read it with you. And then I haven't heard where he is. But I go through a book...
To be clear, it's not me.
I go through a book, like, in 2 days. Like... At least at the beginning of the series. They get longer, but I tend to just only do that when I start reading it.
Also, that coworker is nearly blind.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah. Them.
So, the beta on this has been opened in Australia and New Zealand for quite some time. And that's how I was able to get sideloaded, thanks to that. Didn't get any, because it wasn't active at all in the U.S.
You broke terms of use.
It didn't work at all.
I was going to say, it's like a geolocation-based game, so they probably just didn't put anything in the U.S. at all.
Yeah, it actually kind of made my Pokemon Go kind of wonky, so I had to restart. I shut down all the apps, and then I get Pokemon Go to work again, and I got Niantic to work again, Ingress to work again, and then I just uninstalled it. So I got the intro, like, oh, this is what I do. Hey, that's fun stuff. But they were asked, this is going to be the worldwide release. When the game goes live, and it's like, so, actually, all worldwide at once? They're like, okay, worldwide rollout.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be like one place.
They're starting at two places.
Is the U.S. one of the first places?
It is!
That's very exciting.
Is New Zealand also one of the first places?
Well, they already have it, so they don't count.
I was just wondering if they would give it to them, take it away, and then give it back.
Yeah, wouldn't doubt it.
Because that's
they just don't get the before. Update to give them the non-beta mm-hmm. version.
So what they're giving the other place is another obvious, because obviously the origin.
Japan?
UK.
We're not talking oh, Pokemon.
No, Harry Potter, the anime, we didn't do so great, so.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry, go. My brain, like, paused for a second, because I'm like, what anime do I know of that I could call Harry Potter, the anime, and. There was only one that I could think of, but I couldn't think of what it was called.
Do you know what it's called?
Well, I just said I couldn't think of what it's called.
Oh, somebody's Googling it. Either that or somebody can call
us. It had like a kid who, like, he was the kid. He was like the teacher, and then all the students wanted to get with him for some reason.
I think you're talking about Najima.
Yeah, Anna was watching it. I wasn't. She just described it to me in great detail frequently.
Because I did read the series. It's like a 10-year-old kid, and he does become a professor. And
so Harry Potter, the anime,
and he does magic, but the rest of his students do not. But he can kiss his students and then go into a contract with that student. And the student actually ends up having some sort of magical thing.
This all sounds very illegal.
And so he can battle any evil beings or whatever.
Students. But remember, he's 10.
So many lollies.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Anna liked it.
Kiki's Delivery Service is also.
Oh, yeah, Harry Kiki's Potter Delivery anime. Service, Harry Potter. There we go. And that actually did fairly well.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
So there's also the new video and all that. But this is what Ted's extremely excited about. There's more books.
These aren't related to the main characters, though, are they?
I don't care.
Are these going to be small books? Like the, what is it? Like
yeah,
the
so it's
child?
As it, like going through a course in the school.
A journey through care of magical creatures. A journey through charms and defense against the dark arts. A journey through divination and astronomy. A journey through potions and herbology. And in 100 years, someone will think that this is true and they'll found a religion on it.
You mean they
you
haven't?
Act like that, yeah, I was going to say you act like they haven't done that already.
Well, they know that it's fiction right now. They just really want it not to be.
I mean, you said it has to take 100 years? That doesn't take that long for a lot of other ones.
It took about 100 years.
No.
I guess are you talking about religion. Scientology?
I guess it depends on the religion.
Yeah.
So, these are coming out on June 27th. So, a week later.
Dang, it's all Harry Potter up in here.
I know. The only thing that would be better is if the next Magical Beast movie is coming out.
When is it?
When is that supposed to come out?
2021, maybe.
Oh, it's going to be so a minute, yeah.
Yeah, it already came out. They're not going to, like, Youngledore's not coming back for a bit. He's in other movies right now.
Youngledore?
Youngledore!
No, you say it Yumbledore. That's how you say it.
Yumbledore!
So this is the first time I've ever heard Youngledore and Yumbledore.
He says it all the time.
Very, very interesting.
Yes, Jude Law is a very good Youngledore.
Was he in Moulin Rouge?
I don't know.
No.
Who was the guy in Moulin Rouge?
Ian McGregor.
Oh, yeah. They're like the same guy.
No, that's Christopher Robin.
No, Jude Law, he was like in
Wait, Jude Law is Christopher Robbins?
No. Ewan McGregor.
Dang it. I finally watched that. It wasn't great. I gotta say, I didn't really enjoy Christopher Robbins all that much.
There's Ewan McGregor, okay?
Yeah.
Look, Ted.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. he's fighting Darth Sidious?
Darth Maul.
Maul.
Oh, Darth Maul. One of those Darth guys.
Man, he's young Kenobi. Day. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue as much as Youngledore. Youngle Kobe. I don't know. just undo it.
Kano Youngby?
Obi Young
Kenobi.
Ah, there you go.
I'm glad we figured this out.
Yes. So these are going to be the short. These are short books, only in ebooks. So Star Wars had a bunch during episode 7.
How much when they came out? Is each going to cost?
They didn't say. I'm probably guessing somewhere between $1 to $5, if it's anything like the Star Wars books.
So they're not doing.
I'd be
like
surprised
a physical
if it's
release?
That cheap.
I really don't. Expect Star Wars ended up being super cheap.
This is different.
Yeah, limited
if,
stuff.
If it's short, though, it might not be that expensive, though.
I'm just kind of surprised that there's no physical release.
It's how much money you can save in being short, these little teeny tiny books.
Oh, there's no physical release at all?
No.
Well, there is if you get the download and then print it.
That's not the same.
And then you can draw your own art on it.
I'm less excited about this now.
No, so if you draw your own art on it, it's like the original Harry Potter books. The art on that was like pretty, whew, choppy.
Actually, I also
liked it.
Whew.
Back to the other.
Because you were six.
No, I still like it.
But you could draw on your Kindle if you want.
No.
Or your Apple device.
No, I'm not drawing on my Kindle.
Or whatever Kindle reader app you downloaded on.
Nope.
So also back on the Harry Potter Wizards Unite, they're doing a major announcement at Universal Studios at the Harry Potter, you know, event area,
mm-hmm.
obviously. And they're doing all the... They're doing a bunch of events.
That's cool, because that area is actually really neat.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there, and it's literally just, like, it looks like a street in London or something, mm-hmm. and you step into the storefront, and then you're in, like, Diagon Alley, and it's super crazy.
So that's one of the sides.
Did you say Diagon Alley?
So I read that book recently. I know what you're talking about.
That's fine. Go on. Continue. Sorry.
Right, that's one of the parks. If you ride the train, you actually end up at...
Yeah, like the Hogwarts type mm-hmm. deal, yeah. And it's pretty crazy. It's very well done.
And that's also only in Florida. California only has one of those parks.
Right. I went to the one in Florida, and you just step off the street, and then you're just kind of like in Harry Potter land, and it's magic.
There's a Hogwarts area park?
Yeah, you board the Hogwarts Express.
Anna. Do you want to cancel our Vegas vacation?
I don't know, like at least 3 years. I think I went like 3 years ago.
Okay. Vacation.
We'll cancel it and then just go to.
Because I don't remember that part, and I went like 5-6 years ago.
I remember they were building the train about that time.
I think it was fairly new when I went. The dragon hadn't burned down on top of Gringotts yet. So
what?
Yeah, that dragon caught on fire. I think they rebuilt it.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, that's sad. Yeah, have, like that was really cool.
They have these giant dragons that shoot flamethrowers from the top of the building, and you don't really know they're there because you're kind of down at street level, like looking at all the shops and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there's just this huge flame, and you look up, and there's a dragon, and it's magic. It's really scary for like half a second, but
yeah. So that area and the Jurassic Park area are my favorites. In that place.
Wait, you went to the Jurassic Park and you didn't see the Hogwarts one?
Because I don't think it either didn't exist or my friends are just
The Diagon Alley is in the other park because the Jurassic World or Jurassic Park one is right next to Hogwarts.
Then maybe I went to the Hogwarts one and not the other one.
Okay.
I have a picture of my girlfriend on the Jurassic Park ride where you're in the raft. And it takes you up a big ramp in the dark, and then there's a giant like T-Rex, and it's very loud, and they take a picture of you right then, and it is the most scared I've ever seen her. It's a wonderful picture.
Is that also the one with Kong in it, towards the end?
I don't think
so. I don't remember.
I don't recall a Kong. It broke down on us a bit, but we were in the cool area, so we're like, whatever. We'll get pass tickets later. Yeah. When rides break down and you're in the shade, it's so much better.
But when you're not.
Yeah.
Then it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Then you can just sue Disney for your skin cancer later on.
Warner Brothers.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Or Universal, actually. Right. One of them.
I just assume Disney owns everything.
So I went on the ride in California that has the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And it's like a little water raft as well.
Yeah.
And my dad went on the ride with me, and he was on the bench behind me, and it was all wet. So he kept standing up because he didn't want to sit in the puddle. And they like stopped the ride, and they said, "Sir, you have to sit down," like over the speaker. And he kept standing up, and he had like his hands on the side, like holding himself up because it's a little raft, you know. Mm-hmm. And eventually they like yelled at him, and they're like, "Sir, we're going to remove you from the ride." So he's like, "Okay." So he just sits in the puddle. And he's all, like, mad the whole time. And we went through the rest of the ride and whatever. And then, like, 3 days later, we heard a news story where a guy had his fingers smashed off on that ride. because he was holding onto the bumper and it smashed into the side of the thing.
Yep.
And I was like, man, that could have been my dad. That's why he was telling him to sit down.
Well, that's also why they tell you not to put your hands outside of the
vehicle. Keep everything inside
the cart. Because
that
stuff does happen.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. So listen to those attendants.
To keep all hands and...
It's for your own good.
Most of the time.
That is a really good ride, though, because there's a part where... Like, I think they have a restaurant there, too, but... Like, if you look out the other way, it's just all, like... Looks like a dusky sky.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
I have nothing to add to this. Don't really like theme parks. Maybe I like theme parks, just not, like, parks where you have the rides.
You're going to Vegas in a week. That's pretty much a giant theme park.
I don't like the lines.
Well, that's the thing that Disney does a good job at, is even though you're staying in line, the entire line is an experience. There are things going on. There's stuff to look at.
It's not like Lagoon where it's just like you're in a queue.
I stood in line to ride the ride for the... Freaking! It was the Haunted Mansion, and it was Nightmare Before Christmas themed. And by the time I got on the ride, if I heard "This is Halloween" one more time, I was going to stab someone.
I'm kind of on Ted's side on this. They do a good job hiding, like, the lines, making the lines more entertaining. But there are some where you're still in line for like an hour, and they hide the line very well. So you get in line and you're like, oh, the front of the line's right there. And then they take you into a building.
Yeah.
And then it's like a zigzaggy line. And then you go into another room and there's something else to look at. But you're still in like a mile long line. And like the mile long, I'm not even exaggerating, because it is.
Sometimes,
it snakes in and out of everywhere.
Because they got to show you all the fun little things.
Yeah. The Toy Story ride, that one was pretty cool. They had like a bunch of little mini game type things while you were in line, and then you just boarded a cart and it was like augmented reality 3D shooter thing, but it was pretty quick because they just kept putting people in the carts, and so even though it was a long line, it moved quickly.
If it moves fast, I'm fine with that, but that's the objection I've got about the, like, just listening to you guys talk about it, maybe I'll give it a try just to go to, like,
make sure you have Fast Pass.
You know, the Harry Potter stuff and whatnot, but
so I had pretty decent luck in Florida. California was so-so. Having FastPass the one time I figured out how it worked was definitely worth it.
My family did figure out that if you go to Six Flags in St. Louis on Father's Day, it's pretty empty.
Because fathers just want to be left alone on Father's Day.
Yeah, they're like, leave me alone, kid. Go mow the lawn.
See, that's pretty good. I think Disney in the off season instead of in summer would be pretty all right. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you like dodge the holidays though, because people like to take those Disney vacations for Christmas or right after the new year, and so make sure that you find some dead zone in there where all the kids are in school.
Oh. So hey Bill, guess what?
This guy's really pink and we're all colorblind.
Do you remember how Alex was very excited about a game on the phone called Papers, Please?
I do not, but please.
So Papers, Please is this very, very simple phone game where you have to go through, you play like someone, like a customs person or something, someone at the border between like East Germany and West Germany, something like that. And what you have to do is you have to stamp the passports. And so you have chances to get bribes. You have to make sure that you don't let in spies, and you got to make sure that you let in so many, like you have to meet certain quotas, and you can't, like, you just, and it's not even like a spy. Maybe you just let in someone that's like the wrong sort of person. Then you get dinged for it, and it's kind of complex and kind of simple all at the same time. It's kind of fun, but I kind of burned out on it pretty quick. But Alex was pretty excited about it, if y'all remember Alex. Well, apparently, if you check it out now, they actually made a short film about it.
Oh, so keep going down.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, short film.
So two Russian filmmakers made an 11-minute live-action film based on this this game. So if you heard a recommendation from this podcast to play the game Papers, Please, and you loved it so much, there is a film based on that, and I believe it is available on YouTube. It was released February 24th, 2018, so I'm a little late to the punch on this one. But, yeah. No, check it out. You can find a, I think you can find a link to it on the...
show notes.
The on the show notes or the Wikipedia for Papers, Please.
When we put it in.
Yeah, when we put it into the show notes. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you about that because it's kind of a little bit of follow-up of things about what we talked about in the past, which is super, super exciting.
It does sound exciting.
So, you're welcome.
Did you put it on the show notes yet?
Do you have the actual YouTube?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, go ahead. Put it underneath the Wikipedia page. Makes it simple. Easy to follow. Easy to post. Makes the listeners, you know, understand behind the curtain a little more and appreciate. You know, make it easy. Make it convenient.
I'll attach it to the same.
I'm just kidding. I don't care. I'm just messing with you. I really don't care. Okay. I don't care. It's okay.
Okay, it's done.
So it has been said, so it has been done.
Wow, I really killed the conversation. I'm sorry, listeners. Nobody had anything to say about it. I thought it was an exciting
it
little thing.
It sounded interesting.
And I'm interested to see what it is. I found out about it right before the podcast, so I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Was that what you were freaking out about?
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Drug Wars, the old phone app games, for, like, the Nokias and...
Was it? I thought it was. I thought those were.
Well, less passporty dealing with that, but more. No, you had to like get your way through the airport. You were the person trying to like.
But I thought those were like old BBC games, weren't they?
This one kind of looked like that too.
Yeah.
BBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. BBS.
Yeah. The British Broadcast System.
What do they have to do with this?
They're next. They're around. That Germany area?
It's involved in everything.
Bulletin board centers.
Spelled with an S.
C. BBC. Bulletin board center.
Okay.
I don't know what the S stands for. What's system? The S stand for?
System.
Seems too simple. It's got to be something else.
System. I'm going to go with that. I'm sticking with that. Oh, it was released on some... Let's see, when was the game was last released? In what? 2014?
You can get it on the Vita
Windows.
2017.
And OS X and Linux.
So many options.
I know!
Wait, it's on iOS? I could not find it.
I said, oh, it is on iOS. It was released on December 12th, 2014.
Yeah, Papers, Please.
It might not still be there, because remember, sometimes the games when they...
Can you click on the link?
I bet the link is literally to iOS, because that's what the YouTube link was. Look, the iOS link literally goes to the iOS Wikipedia page. So it doesn't work back then.
It's also apparently not on the normal store either. Because I don't see it. I don't see.
You're talking about Android? It never said it was
Google Play. Yeah, I played it on my Android. Pretty sure. Maybe I played it on Steam.
Yeah, Steam makes sense. The Steam's on the list.
Yeah, I played it on Steam. So it's probably not a phone game. Sorry for lying to you guys.
Well, it supposedly was on iOS at one point.
Back almost the better part of a decade ago.
Shh.
Oh, wait. It was released on the Vita in 2017.
Yeah, I said that. A while ago.
Or... announced on 2014. Gee, it took forever to release that thing. So
I found it.
You found it?
I found it through Google.
And? Do you have to sideload it?
$7.99.
Oh.
Buy it.
Papers, Please.
Buy it.
Yeah.
So gaming can totally keep you in shape, right?
Yes. So there is this company in Boise.
That's interesting.
I know. They, let's see, what is it? They're called Black Box VR. And they opened, or they have this VR setup where you can exercise and you can even have a gaming experience and everything. And each So they can put resistance of up to 140 pounds per arm of resistance.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's some decent. But they're opening up their second gym. Guess where?
Where?
Finally, Boise.
That's very exciting.
So
where's their first
one? What?
Yeah, they're a Boise company, and they're finally opening one up in Boise.
It's only their second gym.
Yeah. Where was the first one?
The first one.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Huh.
Right across from Twitter headquarters.
that's actually pretty cool, though, because that means that, like, we've got a serious, like, tech company. Like, they started out in SF, and they're based in Boise. That's cool.
They're, like, downtown Boise. Like, they have this little, the company, I actually almost, like, wondered, because I'd heard about, they've been around for a little while, but this piece of news came out, and I was like, oh, this is actually really cool that they're opening one up. But so, what happens is you have these private... they're going to install 7 private VR booths, which are 10 feet by 9 feet in size. So you're wearing your, I think they're like views, or not views.
Vibes.
Vive. I think they're Vive, the Vive VR goggles. Then the resistance bands can shift up, down, so you can actually like push out like a chest press or pull up with, or push down, you know, all those nifty exercises.
So what does it, what do you see?
You see... Okay, so it can be, it kind of reminds me of the, like, Guitar Hero-ish, or, I could, here, how about this?
You're just punching kittens the whole time.
Yeah, you're punching kittens the whole time. How about this? We're going to do some podcast magic. All right? And podcast magic.
That was magical. We just learned all about that in the matter of a second.
Yay.
Like,
then you know Kung
Fu. I think you muted Ted.
Yeah. You muted.
Oh, Ted was quiet.
Oh, it's because I was burping on the mic and during the break, and people didn't like it.
So this black box VR, they put you in a closet, you're hooked up to a resistance machine, and then you just punch some kittens in a stadium with a VR headset on.
Until you kill the eagle.
Right.
Well, and you're either punching the kittens along with the other robot...
Or against your best friend.
Yeah. They said you could download, like, you could do it on your own time and then download your friends and go head-to-head with them, like a recording of them, like ghost mode or whatever. Which means you should be able to do it yourself as well.
Oh, and also looks like there's going to be 4 locations in Boise.
Dang, they're planning to expand. That's pretty cool.
Well, they got to finally bring it to their home city.
Right, but they're like, yeah, we got our second gym, and we're planning 3 other in the same area.
Mm.
That's way cool, though. I like seeing Boise grow.
Yeah.
I'd say Boise's a good place for it, because they got a lot of new people and a lot of new stuff going up and whatnot. So
there's
going
to be a market for a lot of new stuff that hasn't been there before.
We should go get a job with them and like teach them how to make people want to work out.
You're perfect for that, Ted.
Yeah, because I don't want to.
Yeah, if
yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Yeah. You get people to who don't want to.
Yeah, so start doing like it. I go there and look for a job, and I'm like, "Hey, I want a job here."
As a
like,
test case.
What makes you think you're qualified? I'm like, "Well, I'm fat.
Apply for and QA. Lazy.
I'm fat and lazy, and if we can find something that makes me want to do this, then you've got lightning in a bottle, buddy."
Ted, yeah, you'll be the front page spokesperson.
Yeah, it'll look just like that.
Yeah.
For those of you at home,
it'll be in the show notes.
It's a very well-muscled young woman with a VR headset on. I look nothing like a very well-muscled young woman, in case you were wondering.
They could just live stream all your workouts, and it'd be like before and after and after and after and after.
And after and after and after. I mean... I don't want to say that I have the body of a god, but Dionysus was a Greek god, so I'm going to say that works.
Hey.
Joey's upset because this is the second time he's heard this joke today.
Today.
Oh, well. Well, if you don't want to wait for the gym and you want to work out at home instead, there is this really cool company called Flywheel Sports. They are very well known for their treadmill that you have a program on the TV or on the tablet in front of you or a computer. Or not a computer. Yeah, it could be on a computer. Or you can be saying on a bike.
Or a rowing machine.
They just released the rowing machine.
Pretty exciting. I like rowing machines.
How much is a rowing machine?
Be like, row, row, row your house. Gently nowhere.
Nowhere at all.
Yeah, because you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to row.
You ended up asking that question just as I was like, click on the gear. It's up there. Let's
There's
go with that.
No price for
and
it.
Their competitor would be Peloton, which also has the stationary bike.
Maybe that's who I was thinking of more.
Open, and they also sell a treadmill.
Oh, no, it wasn't bike. It was treadmill. Yeah, treadmill, bike, and...
Yeah, I don't know if Peloton has a rowing machine yet or not, but they do interactive courses where they have a live instructor. And so you just schedule when you get on. You can also replay the courses later, but you can actually do live courses. They also do some ride-alongs with, like, Tour de France and stuff. And so you can ride from home.
France.
Whatever.
This is who I was meaning. Okay, so their rowing... so Peloton's rowing machine isn't out yet, but... And they haven't officially announced it, but they've definitely locked down the websites for that.
That's cool.
PelotonRowingMachine.com.
Yeah, these things are kind of spendy, though. They're like $2,000 or $3,000 for the bike, and then, I don't know, on the treadmill. Pretty spendy there,
too. The bike is $2,245.
And I think they've got like a subscription service as well for those live things. That's a little bit each month.
$2,000 for a freaking stationary bike. I better get the subscription for free for 6 years.
They do some cool stuff, like they'll send you like a shirt if you do 100 rides, and I think like every couple hundred you get another shirt.
Okay, but it's not free.
The treadmill is $4,295. Or you can pay
spendy.
So the treadmill you can pay $179 a month for 24 months. The bike you can spend, what was it, like $59 a month for?
So quite a bit more than a gym membership.
Yeah.
Well, but then it's yours and...
And it'll probably sit 58 and
a
not
month.
Get used.
Oh, 58 a month
in your house.
For 39 months.
So you got to make sure that you really enjoy running or really enjoy pedaling a bike to nowhere.
And don't expect to get like gout.
Or rowing machine when it comes out. You really like rowing.
Yeah, you gotta really like rowing.
But this might be help motivation. You know, you get to pull up these YouTube videos. I mean, they're special videos. They're not YouTube.
Yeah,
they might look exactly like a YouTube video.
Special videos. And you can have someone yell at you over the internet to keep going, you scrub.
I get people yelling at me over the internet all the time.
Yeah, but are you getting in shape while they're yelling at you?
I mean, round is a shape. He also heard that joke earlier today.
Yeah, but that's a normal joke. So,
you called me a scrub, and I thought that was a relatively new term that people call stuff, but I was watching the Golden Child on Amazon Prime, and Eddie Murphy was calling a guy a scrub when he was playing basketball with him.
Wasn't that a song in, like, early 90s?
Well, there's, like, I don't want no scrubs.
Yeah, TLC, no scrubs.
I'm sorry, guys, I'm an idiot. Because I definitely know that no scrubs song.
I guess, you know, when you're old, relatively new is...
It was released in 1999, so we're coming up on 20 years.
Okay.
I forget stuff. I'm getting senile in my old age. Anyways, watch The Golden Child if you haven't. It's a really good movie. And I'm old as sin.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly.
No, a scrub is a guy who can get no love from me, hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler at me. No, scrub. You guys don't even know what to do about that, do
you? No, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking up the VR again, seeing if there was all the fun. So you guess you could load the virtual reality YouTube robot? I don't know.
Yeah, if you could get this black box thing in your house, I think it could be amazing. Because, like, a Bowflex in this could be awesome. Running on a treadmill could be pretty cool, but we need some AR instead of VR.
They've got those multi-directional
Yeah,
the omnidirectional treadmills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those actually
are very expensive.
Yeah,
they're buyable if you got enough money. Anything's buyable.
I just thought they were.
Except for my loyalty.
I mean, I guess if you're looking at like Peloton prices, you can probably get an omnidirectional treadmill.
Roughly the same price.
I've heard that they are kind of different though. Like you wear like socks or something on them, and so you just kind of like slide around in place. So I really don't know how well you could actually run or work out on one of those.
I watched someone using them, and they were, but the problem was that like they keep going for a little bit even after you've stopped going in that direction. Like they're not super responsive, at least. The one that I saw.
You can request a quote. That's how much they are.
Ooh. You know, that looks pretty cool, though. Like, if you could be in a mech game or something running around.
Yeah, those aren't bad because they dip down. You're in a, like, almost a bowl.
They're running in them, too.
Yeah, and you have, like, a thing around your waist, and you have they're wearing special shoes.
This is what I was thinking of when you guys were talking about I was talking about, like, this big old square thing. I've seen those. Like, Hackers, literally 1995 movie had one of these. Actually, their shoes, actually. I didn't realize it had rollers on the bottom.
Yeah, you have to have the special shoes. And so if you're a jogger or something and you're planning on putting, you know, hundreds of miles on a pair of shoes, I don't know how well that thing is going to hold up. Hopefully well, but...
Well, if I click on request a quote, this is through Virtuix Omni.
Virtuix
I have they're keeping that way behind the paywall.
You should if you have to ask, you can't afford it. And put in there that it's a commercial inquiry for the podcast. We want information about it. I bet they'll tell us all about it.
Our viewers want to know.
You might even get lucky and they might send you a review unit.
And then they're like
and say keep it.
Yeah, and be like,
hey, that it happens.
Oh, see the one down there that on the left. That's what I.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So
similar to what was in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep talking, Ted.
I phased out. I apologize.
Ted's too excited about omnidirectional.
I'm sorry. I'm not giving you my best. You haven't got your best, Ted, this time.
Ooh, think about this. Like Fallout 4 and Skyrim.
That way you can just disable fast travel and you can run forever.
You can't run up the walls this way, though.
Oh, well, that's what the horse is for.
Oh, fair enough.
You got to get on your horse.
Actually, the catwalk one isn't too bad with the machine where it keeps you up.
Wait. Kinda you're in like a baby bouncer, essentially?
Yeah, kind of. That's what it looks like.
That's amazing.
Honestly, the HTC's Vives and all that, they're kind of, when people change their entire room around, at least this, you are staying in a spot, and if you have any mistakes where, like, oh, I didn't realize you were walking close to that wall and I didn't warn you, this one's just like, the moment that I fail, you know, like, the belt just fell off or something.
At the same time, though, I'm wondering, like, what the support, like, is like for one of these things, you know, like, 8 people own these, you know, that, like, that website there said, like, 3,000 units sold. Well, so, I mean...
Well, they do support up to 421 pounds, right. Which you may not be weighing that much after playing this a lot.
I'm just talking other kinds of support. So, like, which games can you use this in?
Hey, it's totally the VR. Like I said, Skyrim, which I've heard is really, really... Like, mm-hmm. Your aim becomes amazing in Skyrim VR versus on a console or PC.
Well, it's more first person because you're actually there.
Wait, Does that exist if you get the PS4?
Yeah, it is a Skyrim VR.
I don't think Doom. The PS4. You can definitely do Skyrim VR on PC.
I think it might have been PlayStation VR. That's what I was hearing somebody talking about. I
might be spending $300 tonight. Plus however much Skyrim VR is.
He's gonna
go
get it now.
Don't tell Anna, though.
Okay, I won't tell
Anna.
We're
trying to save money.
Doom is good as well.
Some of these definitely look better than others. View VR. So is that dish thing, but it definitely looks like a... it could be better. This is your one.
It says the platform is Microsoft Windows.
It's only Windows. Oh, that you see that square one's only in beta testing, too. You can sign up. What was
that? I think it's... weird because I think running diagonally, I feel like that would be a problem on that one. On the square one.
I can see it. There's always the giant one. Literally a room for moving.
Omnifinity.
Yes. All of these have no pricing. Oh, and this giant one weighs in itself at 3,300 pounds.
So just a little more than me. Times 11.
So you need like a reinforced floor in addition to like...
No, just be the ground level. Don't have anything below. It has to
concrete.
Be... Yeah, in the basement or single floor.
You don't put that in the basement. Basement's flood, man.
That's what your insurance is for. That way you get the latest and greatest model.
My basement flooded again. I need a new Omnifinity.
Yeah, your insurance company can request a quote.
And then drop you. It's like, well, we're paying to replace this. And go away.
Not renew.
That's okay.
Not renew. No, just straight cancel.
They can't do that.
No, they can.
Can they?
Yeah, they pay the claim. And then they give you 30 days to find new insurance.
Well, I thought they could only do that at the renewal date.
Nope. Nope. It's called non-renew, but they can just drop you at midterm.
Yeah, they can. Oh. They can drop whatever you want. They just have to give you 30 days to do so.
No, oh, fine.
Depending on state, obviously.
I'm kind of curious. I found one that said that they have the site doesn't exist. Oh, well. I was like, I found one that might give me information. Nope. Maybe that's why. They gave too much information up front. Like, they only cost, like, 500 grand. Nobody's buying any of them. Well, that was great. The website's dead.
Well, the thing is that at this price point, the only people who are going to buy it are people that don't really care how much it costs.
Ooh, the Cat VR is only 3 grand.
Only 3 grand.
Hey, for all of that, steal. I'm actually impressed it's that cheap.
But
considering Apple is already, you know, their little... You know, monitors, they're massive, you know, supercomputers are like...
Yeah, I guess instead of like a monitor, you could buy like one and a half of these.
Oh, you could buy three of them, though.
Yeah.
Or a monitor stand.
Well, you could buy three monitor stands.
For the price of 3 monitor stands, you could have your own...
You know, when you put it that way, it's very reasonable.
The thing is I'm a little scared because the person in the picture isn't... He's kneeling.
He does look very small, doesn't he?
He's also stationary. He's very stationary.
He's not moving.
So, yeah.
So, you can look like one of those like action hero little... What were those?
Action figures?
No, they were the ones that... They were like on a base and you would like battle them.
Oh.
Heroclix?
Skylanders.
Yeah, Heroclix. Oh. Yeah, so you can turn yourself into a Heroclix. And then you're set.
You can... Run forward, backward, squat, and lunge, and lean. The lunging thing would scare me.
The fact that it's that short of a list, and they're like, the possibilities are endless. You can walk and lean.
Oh, I think just move backward.
Well, that is the...
Run and walk.
That is the Catwalk Mini that's around 3 grand. So there's probably a Catwalk Premium. Or
right no, that there, was right on below. The other...
Look, right below.
Yeah, right below.
Catwalk.
Oh. Oh, that was the big
That's one. The one with the little, the bouncy, the baby bouncer.
And this one you have to send in, you have to inquire about it on their website. Let's see if they still have any of the minis. I've met. Dude looks pretty, you know, action figure-y.
Pretty
yeah.
much exactly Heroclix.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, totally, Heroclix. I like how the font is very much like Ready Player One's was. Mm-hmm. Like, look, we're cool. We're VR. Like, so they still want you to send in a query or right. ask them out. Even if you can. So there's the Walk Mini, the Walk Premium, and VR accessories. I bet these things just, like, start ratcheting up in pricing.
Wait, what's the Walk I Premium bet. Look like?
Ooh.
Request premium. A quote.
Oh, isn't this the Baby Bouncer one?
Yes, that's what we said.
Then what was the other one?
The other Man. One is...
So, wait.
So, there's the Walk Mini we've seen, and
yeah,
the Walk.
What's the Walk?
So, the Walk... It's a different Baby Bouncer.
So, I'm just imagining someone trying to jump, and in those pictures, it makes it look like that thing's pretty much strapped to your head. And if someone,
well,
like...
pretty close to you. Yeah, so yeah. If you jump, well, you'd smack your head.
Then that's something they were talking about, is there is a limit on height. So, this one is 9 foot 2 inches.
Yeah, wait. So you can only be 9 feet tall.
Well, that might be the entire entire thing, though.
I was gonna say if it's 9'2", that guy is very tall.
That's how tall the actual thing is. This is the height limit.
6'3",
190 centimeters. Yes,
or 4'11". So you can't be shorter than 4'. You must be this tall to ride this VR.
Man, that's lame.
Or you can't be taller than this. That's nice.
This also has a weight limit of less than 200 pounds.
Sweet. I only got a couple more pounds to go.
So you can be 6'3", and you have to weigh less than 200 pounds at that height? So you can only be a skeleton, or you can be short.
And the interface is only USB 2.0 or 3.0. You cannot...
You can't fall back on, no, like,
USB-C.
1.1?
Yeah, no USB-C.
No Thunderbolt.
No Thunderbolt. See, they're already lying. I'm already getting the pop-ups. Hey, we see your website.
You're going to be getting advertised these things for months.
With that, we should probably wrap things up. We're just going to wrap it up right now on the VR section. Famous last words.
Skyrim on a treadmill sounds all right.
We are the champions.
I'm ready for Harry Potter United.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.